Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. Listen, you guys have been so fired up about the guest that I have on the show tonight. She is the owner of Hush Boutique in the Washington, D.C. area. Also, she's got a fabulous website, and my problem is, ladies, I keep looking at the clothes on her website instead of getting my work done. But I had the opportunity to meet her at an event with Jewel Green, and she's sort of one of those people that she's very, very, very down to earth, definitely knows her stuff, and she just completely has a love for fashion. So I had been saying, you know, we're going to get you on the show. We're going to get you on the show. So she is here, and I think she's on the line, and I'm going to go ahead and see if we can get. Hi, are you on the line?
Hi, Victoria.
Listen, you've got to clear something up for me because I always pronounce your first name wrong because I know a couple of people with your first name, and everybody pronounces differently. So how do you pronounce your first name?
It's actually Tamara, but a lot of my friends and family, they just stick to Tam because so many people just, you know, mess it up with Tamara, Tamara, you know, so I just say, hey, just call me Tam.
Well, if it's okay with you, I'm going to stick with Tam because I can certainly remember that.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. So listen, sweetheart, because, you know, we booked this show weeks and weeks back, and, of course, it seemed like forever before it got here. But I, you know, have put the information out there, and, you know, I know that you're very good at what you do, but I didn't realize that you've got a huge following of folks yourself.
Yes, and I so appreciate all of my clients. And, you know, I'll tell you, Victoria, I started my business probably, I'll say, close to 4 years ago, but, I mean, I've grown this from one client to maybe over 1,000 now, and I'm talking about just, you know, personally, every person that I sell to, I personally know them. So it's been a long haul, and it's so rewarding, and I really love what I do, and I love all my clients. I would say about 70% of them, I have all their phone numbers in my BlackBerry, and they all text me. Yes, they all text me. So I love the personal relationships with them, and I think that's what they, you know, too, connect with, as well as just the Hush, you know, brand.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely agree with you. And also, for those of you that are joining me inside the chat room, my good friend Michael was there. We also have some guests. I do want to thank all of you for being here with us, and also just all of my listeners and people that listen all over the United States. And it's crazy because I've got about 5 emails that people want me to ask you already. But before I actually get to the emails, so was fashion and clothes something that you just grew up simply loving and you've always liked to do your whole life?
No, you know what's really funny is that, I mean, I've always been, you know, a fashionista. I've you know, in high school, I've always, you know, did the whole, I won the best dress, you know, in high school. Always really been into fashion, but it really wasn't my passion. I went to school for accounting. I actually have a degree in accounting, and I wanted to learn the business side of the whole fashion industry first, so that when it was my time to step out there and really jump into fashion, that I would have my business side, you know, straight, and that I wouldn't have to make some of the mistakes that I see, you know, happening every day in the industry. So that's what makes it even more rewarding, is that, you know, I have everything going, you know, straight on the business side as well as the fashion side as well. So, yes, I just started getting into it heavily probably over the last 5 or 6 years.
Now what was it about? Was it something that kind of happened in your life where you thought, okay, the time is now, I'm going to go ahead and make the jump and do this? Was there any particular, you know, thing that happened to you that you made that decision, I'm going to go ahead and open my own business and go for this?
Well, you know, as soon as I graduated from University of Maryland, I got my accounting, and I started my own accounting firm. And so I had clients up under me doing money management. And from there, you know, I said, well, this is going to finance my dream. This is going to, you know, open up the doors for me to be able to finance really what I wanted to do. So I started there. And actually, to this day, I still have a couple of my clients that are so loyal to me. They're like, I don't care, you know, as long as you're still doing the fashion, you still got to take care of my money. So I started doing that first, and then I jumped into the fashion head first when I was able to finance exactly what I wanted to do, because I knew that when it was my time, I wanted to be able to put everything I had into this because it is my passion and I love what I do, and I didn't want to half step when I jumped out there.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And I think that right there is just good words that anybody can use, because pretty much for most of the summer I've been focusing on doing shows around women and women issues and businesses and how we can, you know, be better women and live healthier lives and exercise. So it was twofold reasons why I wanted you to come on to talk about the whole fashion thing, but also to tell your story like you just started to when the show started, and to encourage other women out there, if they have a passion or something that they want to do it, because you're a perfect example. But I like one thing about you when you talked about that you actually got a degree in accounting because the business part of it was more important to you, because I think sometimes, you know, you can get mixed up in the whole glamour of fashion and clothes and all of that stuff as opposed to focusing on the business aspect.
Yeah, absolutely, because sometimes you have to press pause and just wait your time regardless of what you see and what you think you need, because when things are done in order, the rewards are long time and everything is much more gratifying, and you're around for the long haul and you're not, you know, one of those fly-by-night businesses that are, you know, just here and then it's gone because you didn't have your business affairs in order. So that was one of the things that I focused on first. And then when that was, you know, at its peak, then it was my time, and I knew that. And this is another reason why I had my plan set and I have my goals, you know, for the Hush brand. And this is one of the reasons why a lot of people will ask me, well, why don't you have a store yet? And, you know, and I tell my clients all the time, I'm building a brand and I'm learning my customers, I'm making relationships, and it's just not that time yet. And Hush has an exclusivity aspect of it that a lot of my clients love. And right now, that's, you know, where I'm at. And eventually, yes, there will be a Hush store, but not right now.
But, you know, I have to tell you, because there again, when I was talking to the top of the show where I had the opportunity to meet you, and that was through one of Jules' functions that I volunteered to do the reporting for her at, was when I met a lot of you guys. But now this is my really first experience at doing the type of quality, high-caliber shopping where I can actually, you know, go to your house or, you know, go to a place where, whether it's the event at a hotel or somebody else's house, and all the clothes and all the cool stuff is already there. That was really my first time experiencing that. And one thing, a feeling that gave me that you talked about that a store doesn't give you, it really gives you the feeling that it is exclusive, but it's not only exclusive, that it's exclusive to you. Because, you know, the shop owners are there, you know, the actual people that make the brand happen are there. You get to talk to them, you get to touch them, you get to feel them. And in the real world of shopping, you know, we don't really get a chance to do that when you go to your average Macy's or Nordstrom or, you know, those kinds of stores. So actually, the aspect that you talked about not having a store, I actually, on the flip side, think that's what makes you do great. Because when people come to you, you know, we get your undivided attention, and it really does feel exclusive.
Yeah, absolutely. I have my clients tell me all the time, and I listen to them because they have, you know, basically made Hush, and I listen to them, and I really appreciate, you know, their comments. But they tell me all the time, don't ever get a store because you kill what we love, and we love the fact that you give us personal attention. You know, I will call some of my clients right now as soon as I get a particular shirt or dress in, because I know my client's style. Hey, mm-hmm. such and such will love this, so let me call her now. So I know everything about my clients. You know, once I meet you, then, you know, a couple of times, right. I know your style, and everything is just so personable. I have ladies who will come over and will stay for 2 and 3 hours just trying on stuff and getting an actual true opinion about, you know, whether this works for you or whether it doesn't. And that's what they love about me.
Yeah, so I would, So I basically will, not that you ask the news lady opinion, but I err on the side of forget the store and just, you know, keep on doing it the way that you're doing it, because there is just so much to be said about that feeling to be able, you know, to go on your racks to look at your items and to kind of sit there and chit-chat with you about it. And then I remember the maxi dress that I got from you that I love. I wear it all the time that has the pockets in it. I remember, you know, we had this really quick conversation about the maxi dress. So, yeah, it's just a great feeling that you can buy something from you. You can ask questions, you know. You give advice about how to wear it and, you know, dress it up and dress it down. So that kind of information and that kind of feeling, you're not going to get at your average department store. Because, and you and I both know, half of those ladies in there, most of them look crazy. I would never ask them for advice anyway, the way some of them are dressed, to be honest with you.
Right.
Story, so.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of people will tell me that they love my personality. I'm really strong in my faith, my happiness and my integrity and my reputation. They mean everything to me. So that comes across to women as just really being pure. So that's another thing that they love about me. And everything in my collection, and I mean everything in my collection, I would wear myself. I handpick them. I go to the trade shows alone so that I can focus on, you know, just trying to bring the best possible, unique. I mean, I'm looking for just that look that when you see me coming down the street, you're like, oh, my God, where did she get that from? And that's what I focus on. So, and I have such a great time doing what I do. I really do.
Now, we actually have a question inside the chat room, but Michael, I think you may be a little late because you really kind of did touch on this question. He wanted to know what special touches make it a hush shopping experience, and I think it was just what you talked about, being exclusive to your clients and that you know all of them, you know what their likes are, so you kind of shop for them. So I think she kind of did touch on that. While I mentioned Michael, again, I do want to thank our guests who are joining us inside the guest room, and also thank you, everyone out there who is listening. When I sent the information out on our news feed, I got close to 2,000 people that had said that they were interested in the show tonight. So I guess that's a testament to you and all that you do. We also do have another question. This is more, I guess, of a comment. This is from a lady in the Washington, D.C. area. And okay. She says that she is familiar with you. Her name is Candy. Hi, Candy. She says that she's familiar with you, and she always looks at your website, and she just makes a comment that the clothes that you have on your website, that you're not going to find those in your average store. So,
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I try to stay true to. I will travel. As everybody who knows me well, I'm always on the road, Victoria. I mean, always on the road. And I will travel far to deal with and seek out smaller designers because they haven't made it mainstream yet. So the prices are still affordable, but they do not mass produce to the department stores. So you're never going to find any of my items in the department stores. And yet they're still affordable. Because once those designers actually make it mainstream and, you know, go into the Saks Fifth Avenues and the Neiman Marcus, it's you know, it's over. You're talking about a $300 or $400 shirt that right now I may have it for $60 or $70.
Right. And I can definitely just verify, ladies, when she talks about her prices, because her prices are really, really, really remarkable. The maxi dress that I got was like $50-something, and I remember looking at it. And before I even honestly picked the price tag up, I thought it was going to be like $75 or $80, which I would gladly have paid for that because it was a well-constructed dress, and I just loved the color, and it was everything that I personally have been looking for in a maxi dress because many of them didn't have the pockets, and I'm a kind of girl that loves pockets. And so I was very, very surprised, but happy, of course, with the price. So I think you do a great job of keeping your prices down, you know, for the type of fashions that we actually get a chance to buy from you because it's really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, and that's one of my main focuses with the Hush brand is that I have to absolutely have to make sure that the prices are affordable, but yet everything is still fresh and fabulous and unique. And then at the end of the day, you look pretty, you feel pretty, and you don't break the bank. You know, your husband isn't mad at you. You know, your kids can still eat, and everybody can still have a good time, and you're still fabulous.
Yeah. I love that. And plus, you know, you still have a roof over your house and the car.
Yes.
Still pay. Yes, I love that. And I didn't get a chance to to piggyback off when you talked about how your clients like your personality, and that was one of the things that I was so drawn into you personally, and I liked about you. You're just so down to earth, but you also have a great personality as well. So I just wanted to say that. So we have another question. This is from Chicago. Hello, Chicago. I've got people from all over the place. And this is
wow.
a young lady who's a friend of mine on Facebook. Alicia is her name, and she says that she saw me post tonight that I was going to be talking to you, and from that she went ahead and looked at your website and your clothing there, and she says that she loves the idea that you also have clothes for larger size women, and she says that those clothes look really fabulous. She looks forward to actually buying some items from you. So talk about, is it difficult when you're out there buying clothes that, you know, to buy clothes for most of us women that have curves?
Yes, you know, it is a task for me. I will be honest and say that it's definitely a task. And I think it's because the European designers, they seem to, you know, just go with the norm of the regular sizes of 2 to 4 when that's clearly not the case. My average size client is a size 12. So I absolutely have to find plus size clothes, and we have to learn to just appreciate our curves and recognize them as a plus and not a minus. So I absolutely look for plus size clothes, and they've got to be cute. You know, just don't give me anything because, you know, because it's plus size and it's not cute, I won't carry it. So a lot of the plus size clothes that I carry will be like Empire dresses, baby doll type larger, you know, tunics that, you know, don't put a lot of emphasis on your upper thighs or your bottoms. But I'm about an average size 10, 12, and sometimes I find myself in an extra large depending on the cut or the fabric. So I do carry, actually my brand goes up to a size 3X. So I'm able to, and my pants normally go up to a size like 20 or, you know, 22.
Yep. Yeah, well, see, as you were talking about that, she emailed me back and said that she was just really happy to see, because this was her first time hearing about your boutique, that you carry clothes of that size. And she says that she's a 1X, and Alicia says that she looks forward to ordering something from you. Plus, she also made a comment that having a store really these days is not so much as a big deal, because she likes ordering online as well. So
yes, and let her know too that I was in Chicago last summer. I didn't make it this summer, but I traveled to all the major cities, and I have to do this to keep my website just in the know and to meet a lot of the ladies there. I was at the Chicago Black Women's Expo there, and I normally do it every year, and I travel to all the major cities. I have a big, huge following in New York, Atlanta, Raleigh, Miami. I normally do the East Coast, and I've just started going out into, you know, the Midwest or so. But that's how I have to keep the website out there too, because I can't just rely on the Washington, D.C. area. So a lot of my clients, they get so upset with me whenever I'm on the road. When I'm on a road trip, they're like, when are you coming home? We need clothes.
Exactly. Well, I like the idea, too, of, you know, of the website, because, you know, Internet shopping is just great, because sometimes, you know, you can't always be there, you know, to get to you or to go to one of the places where you're going to set up shop or something. So having the Internet is actually great. In fact, I've already seen two. I'm totally into jumpsuits right now. For some reason, I'm a jumpsuit girl. So I've already seen two jumpsuits on the site that I plan on ordering myself. So I think it's great. So, Alicia, thank you so much for partaking in the conversation, and we do appreciate your questions and comments inside the not the chat room. She actually emailed me, because people will email me, and they're inside the chat room as well. So I'll do another email in a second, but I also have another question. So fall is coming up. So what are you seeing for us for fall?
Well, I've already done all of the fall shopping for Hush, and I was so excited. I went to, you know, a couple of trade shows a couple of months ago. Everything's, you know, leggings, they're just taking over. I thought the leggings would, you know, just go away, and they haven't. But now they're doing them in every, all the different textures, all the different fabrics. And what they're doing this year is that they're making the sweaters and the blazers and jackets a little longer, so that, you know, the average person who is a size 10 or 12 can wear a legging, because at one point in time, you can never get me in a pair of skinny jeans or a pair of leggings. It just you know, I'm like, no way. So, but now they're making everything so that it doesn't appear like you have on a pair of tights or something. So it really, it's really cute, and you do your thigh, you know, your tall boots and your leggings and your longer sweaters, and your blazers or your, you know, your jackets and just a tank under it. But it's really going to be fun. A lot of the colors this fall are like the berries and the, you know, the teals, all of those colors, instead of just doing a basic black.
I got you. Well, and speaking of the longer jackets like you talked about, I looked on your website, and I keep saying I've looked on the website. Her information, the website, is inside the chat room. It's also in her show information. So if you guys want to go to her website, I do encourage you to do that. Please feel free. But I do believe it's www.boutiquehush.com. And that
yes.
way, you can go ahead and, you know, kind of look because that's all I've been talking about is your website. Also, she's on Facebook as well. Hush Boutique is on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, I highly recommend that you befriend her on Facebook, because anytime there's anything new that's coming out, she always puts it on Facebook. So it's kind of cool to get a firsthand look at the fashions, because she's very good at updating the information on Facebook. But I wanted to get back to that jacket. I was on your website, and, of course, I had to click on clearance to see was there anything. But you've got, it's a boyfriend jacket on there, as you talked about. It's long and it's a boyfriend jacket. And I was so mad because it wasn't my size. So I was like, some lucky person's going to, and I think it was only like $20 or something. It was, you know, $60 or something, and you brought it down to $20. So I was like, some lucky person is probably going to pick that jacket up very soon. So even when you
Yeah, that's one of the essential pieces as a boyfriend jacket. Everybody's got to have one of those, because you can just throw a tank underneath and, you know, throw a pair of skinny jeans on and, you know, a cute necklace and just accessorize some bangles and just go. Yeah, it is under the clearance section, only because, too, I had the boyfriend jacket for the fall and winter, and when it started to get warm, you know, I had a couple left, so I put some on clearance. But, of course, anybody who knows Hush, it won't last long. I have some of my ladies who crack me up, some of my favorite. I call them the Hush VIPs. But they will text me. They text me all the time and say, hey, I want to come over as soon as the shipment gets there. So I have ladies that are always over on the, you know, I get new stuff in weekly. So everybody's like, okay, what'd you get this week? Because they know it won't last. And that's one of the pluses when dealing with the smaller designers, is that because they don't mass produce, I may only get like 6 or 12 at the most pieces of one particular item, and then after that, it's done. And so, you know, a lot of people will not like to miss out on some of the great pieces, and they try to order a little early, get a sneak peek.
Exactly. Well, and I think that's too. Michael in the chat room says clearance, and he goes laughing out loud. He also says, by the way, you're a very smart girl, and he loves you, so. I knew all of my fans and friends would love you, because if I love you, I knew that they would too. But
thank you.
But the other thing that I wanted to talk about is that so not only it seems like, you know, that you are very good in terms of fashion for women with curves and older women and stuff, because you have such the most beautiful daughter, my goodness, I've ever seen. That girl should be like a model. It also came to my attention, just sort of popped into my head. You know, you're also very good, I can tell, at styling teenagers as well, so that they look cool and fresh, but they don't have stuff hanging all out and like you see some kids just looking crazy walking in the street these days. So I kind of noticed that. So it seems like, and I noticed that just based on the clothes and pictures that I have seen of your daughter as well. So because you are a parent, maybe talk to some of the parents that are listening in terms of, you know, doing the right thing and allowing their, you know, for their kids to dress age appropriate, which they can also still look, you know, still look stylish as well, but they don't have to show everything in order to think that they're cute and sexy.
Right, and you know, that's one of the things that I absolutely love about my daughter, is that she creates her own style, and everybody always tells me, you know, you've seen her pictures on Facebook, that she's like a true 17-year-old. Like, this is what we used to look like when we were 17, and I don't ever have to tell her, Kinae, that's too short, you know, cover up, you know, change your clothes. I never have to worry about her, you know, her choice of clothing. And she actually helps me out sometimes, too. She'll help me out with some of the teen clothes, because I do have a lot of my clients and their daughters will come with them shopping. So she's the inspiration behind, you know, some of the teen clothes that I do have. But, yeah, you don't have to, you know, show flesh. You don't have to do any of that to be cute nowadays. It's like my daughter, she's a true believer of the blazer. She will wear a blazer and a tank top with some bling on it, and she's like the cutest thing ever. So she will, and then she will do shorts, you know, she'll do her leggings, but she's always appropriately dressed, and I love the fact that she never has on anything too tight. She understands that to be beautiful, you do not have to be, you know, to dress a certain way, and that's not her, that just fashion and being beautiful is inside too. So she understands that, and that's what I love that about her, because she has, you know, all of her girlfriends, you know, they dress the same way, and I don't ever have to worry about anybody dressing too provocative or, you know, any of that. So you ladies, I mean, you got to tell your daughters, you know, cover up. You don't have to. You can find a cute pair of leggings, and if you're, you know, if your behind is too big, then wear a longer shirt. You know, I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to dress that way. Yep, just to get attention. It's not, you know, not necessary. Right. So versatility is just a key element on that.
And it's not cool, but that was something that you and I never ever discussed. But it's just something, you know, when you kind of follow people, you can get a feel for who they are. And that was something that was very obvious to me about you and your daughter when I had the opportunity to look at the prom pictures and to look at the pictures of her and stuff out there. You know, she just always looks so nice, and she just always looks so well put together. And there's nothing, like I said, crazy about the way that, you know, that she looks. So I very much, as a parent, commend you, but also her on that. So basically, I guess you're going to have to come up with a name for her and have her be your, like, teen fashion fashion stylist or something on your website, because she's so good at it, since you told me she takes care of her own clothes.
Exactly. You know what, she actually, that's her summer job. You know, I asked her this summer, she turned 17, you know, she's getting ready to go to college soon. I asked her, I said, well, hey, it's time for a job. She just got a new car, and I said, where do you want to work? And she's like, Mom, I want to work with you. So absolutely, aww, she works with me, you know, because she has fun with it too. And, you know, she's learning the business. And not that she wants to, you know, be in the fashion industry, but right now it works for her.
Right.
She's learning the business, and she loves the fact that she's able just to go downstairs and choose her outfits off the racks in the morning. So.
I know for sure that she definitely loves that. And something I also wanted to talk about before I get back to the questions, and I just saw this on Facebook. So you've got this big event that you're partaking in tomorrow night in D.C. to help raise money for disadvantaged men that are going to be going back into the workforce, the Donovan Lounge, in Washington, D.C., and I'm actually going to be there. But I noticed that there's going to be a fashion show, and Hush Boutique as well as Posh Couture, you guys are providing the clothes for that?
Yes, me and Joel are doing, and as everybody knows, Joel is my cousin, so we kind of started both brands at the same time, and, you know, we do the trade shows together. We're kind of hand-in-hand doing shows. But, yeah, we're both doing the fashion shows. It's going to be a great event, great cause.
Yeah, I didn't know that. In fact, I had knew a lot of information about it, but I didn't know that there was going to be a fashion show. So, of course, when I saw that, I was, like, crazy excited. And then when I started – actually, I saw it on your page on Facebook, so as I continued to read, then I really got excited, because you know how much I simply love your clothes myself. So I was really, really looking forward to that. And we have a few folks in the chat room that's saying congratulations on all of your success, and that they want you to continue to be successful. So I'll go back to the emails that I'm getting as the show is going along. This is, I guess, more of a comment, and this is from Miami, Florida, as you mentioned there. This is a young lady named Sarah, and Sarah says that she used to live in the Washington, D.C. area. She's also familiar with Hush Boutique through a friend of a friend of a friend. She's going to add you on Facebook. And she wants to know when you're out there traveling around and looking for clothes and at different trade shows, that is it easy to find clothes that's basically from a size 8 on down? She says she has the problem that she wears a size 2, and it's very difficult, she said, believe it or not, at mainstream stores to actually find a size 2. Now, see, I would never think it would be hard to find a size 2 anywhere, never.
Yeah, no, it's not hard for me. It's not hard for me at all because a lot of the designers are European designers, and the average size is about a 2. You know, all of their models are 0s and 2s. So a lot of times that's what ends up on my sale rack. So I always tell, whenever I find little small ladies, I always say, you're going to love my sale rack, because the smalls always get stuck up on my sale rack, because most of my clients are, like I said before, they're like, you know, 10 to 12. So I never have a problem with that at the trade shows because I love the European style. I love the designer. So I'm always drawn to their, you know, their fashion trends. But yet some of them, you know, don't, their larges are, may fit a 10, you know, if you're in the right build. But after a 10 or 12, you know, it's you know, you're on to something else. So I never have a problem with finding a 2. And actually, yeah, tell her next time if she friends me on Facebook, I'll let her know when I'm in the Miami area too.
I will do that. And speaking of that, so guys, make sure that when you're on Facebook tonight that you go to Hush Boutique, because she is on Facebook. And not only fashion, I want to talk about some of the accessories and jewelry, because you've got some fabulous rings. So talk a little bit about accessories and what's the process in terms of you finding those.
Well, the accessories are always fun for me. Like, I do a lot of belts. I've just gotten into the belting idea. I will belt anything and give it a totally different look. So I do that all the time. So I do a lot of the accessories and the belts just to accentuate, you know, the things that I already have. But my main focus, of course, is the clothes, and I do the handbags and the accessories just to add a little flavor to the outfits that I already have. But I do have fun, and actually my daughter has more fun than I do with the accessories. So she's an accessory junkie. But, yeah, we have a good time with that too. And that's not as hard, because there's always jewelry. You know, you can find jewelry anywhere, and it's always affordable, and it's really fun and different. So.
Well, and especially now with the jewelry, because I looked at your website. Again, the website is www.boutiquehush.com. All the information is on my site here. As well as when you friend her on Facebook, you'll find all of that. And as well as the information is in the chat room, too, for those of you that are logged on and joining us inside the chat room. But there was one ring, I think it was a butterfly ring that I saw on your website, that's a must that I have to get as well. Now, in terms of those rings, because it seems like the past couple of summers we've been seeing these really big, giant, chunky rings. And I, for one, just love big, giant rings. So I'm kind of hoping that they're not going to go anywhere and stay in style, the big rings. Are you seeing that those are going to stick around a little bit longer?
Yeah, absolutely. And the one good thing about those rings is that they're stretchy, so you don't have to have, you know, you don't have to wear 7, 8, or 9. They fit everybody, and that's one thing that I love about it, because I wear like a size. Sometimes I'm an 8 and sometimes I'm a 9, and so I don't have to worry about, you know, sizing when it comes to those big, fun rings. You can just, you know, pull them on and pull them off, and it's, you know, really, really easy. And it adds a whole nother statement to your outfit.
Yes, I agree, yes. It really, really does. So I know you can't believe we're almost done. In fact, we kind of snuck some more time, and my producer did it and didn't tell me, but we've been on the air for 45 minutes now. Good conversation always goes by so fast. What I'm excited about is that I sort of kind of asked her to come back every month and just kind of talk to us about the fashion world and what's going on that we need to know. So this will not be our last conversation. So I'm very happy that you agreed to do that, although I kind of just said, hey, can you do this? Can you get a picture? Can you do this, please? I'd love you to come back on the show and come monthly. And then you were so sweet and said, yes, Victoria.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity to allow your listeners to become acquainted with the Hush brand. And actually, I want to extend to all of your listeners, there's a coupon code out there for all the Victoria listeners. If you type in Victoria, and that's VICTORIA, you'll get $20 off of your order. And you can just use all capital letters. That's VICTORIA. And you'll get $20 off.
I didn't know anything about that. That is so cool. Okay, so my next question is, am I able to put that on my status on Facebook, or would that be too much?
Oh, no, you can absolutely put it there. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. I love
meeting new people. And, my tagline is some secrets you just got to share. So I love meeting new people. And I want to give people an opportunity, too, to be able to just try the brand because it's so many fresh and unique and well-priced different items that will just make you really, really happy. So.
Yeah, very much so. And like I said, I've been in television news for 15 years and have a chance to be an anchor pretty much my entire television career. And I get to meet a lot of people, and see a lot of things from fashion to whatever have you. But I can definitely say all of your clothes, at least in my opinion, are basically stuff that I would say that you would really see on the red carpet, that you see these Hollywood stars wear, that you can't go into your regular, local mall or retail store to go and get. So it's kind of like you have all of that stuff that a lot of women would love to wear, but we just simply don't know where to get it from. So I think for me that would be sort of like the best way for me to describe a lot of clothes and things, what you have. But listen, love, thank you so much for joining us. My friends are going to be mad at me because I have 10 questions. And I talk so much, I didn't get a chance to get to it, but I'm going to save the questions so when you come back the next time, then we'll just basically do most of it answering questions from before. And you and I, behind the scenes, will get a date at the end of July or August for you to come back so perhaps we can have you answer the rest of these questions. Does that sound good?
Absolutely. I would love it. Absolutely.
And thank you. So I'm going to run over to Facebook and write on my status that people, if they type in my name, they're going to get $20 off their purchase. I'm excited about that. Does that extend
yes.
to me, too, if I ordered? Okay. I'm going to get
Absolutely. Now I got something fun for you tomorrow, Victoria. I got something fun that I'm going to give you tomorrow.
And you know what? Before we get you off the line, I neglected to say that I've been working on something with a group of PR folks in New York about coming there to do interviews for all of these Hollywood stars. So it was very sweet because, of course, yours truly, Hush Boutique, is going to be dressing me for most of those interviews that I do. And I just want to thank you so much because it's funny, I am such a giving person, at least I think that I am. And I think most people think that I always get a lot and get to do a lot of stuff, and I do. But, you are the first person that I have ever met and that I've interviewed in fashion and all this stuff that has ever said to me, hey, Victoria, if you need something to wear on some of these events that you're covering or interviews or whatever, just let me know and I'll take care of you. Nobody has ever said that to me before except for you.
Wow. Well, it's an honor, so I would love to dress you, and I'll definitely make you look cute.
Well, the only thing is, I've been working out and eating right, so I went from a size 8. And I went to go try on a pair of pants yesterday, and I'm down to a size 4. So I'm hoping my weight is going to kind of try to settle out into what it's going to be since I've been working out and eating better. So I don't really want to go any past a 4. My goal was to get down to a size 6 and just to tone up my body, but I'm down to a size 4 now. So just to let you know, if you got some smaller clothes, you can set those aside for me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you just told me your new size so I can get it together for you.
Yes, I am. All right, darling. Well, I will see you tomorrow night on the rooftop because I'll be there at the event, and I look forward to seeing the fashion show. Hugs and kisses, and all of our listeners who love you, they'll get a chance to listen to you next month again.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. I'll talk to you. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
I knew you guys would love her. I told you she's absolutely wonderful. So did you hear that? I just think that's great. So if you buy something from her boutique and type in Victoria, then you automatically get, $20 off your purchase. So I don't think you can beat that. So I'm going to be on there logging on getting something. So, basically, I guess she's probably going to extend that for a while. So if you don't want to get anything right now, then that's okay. Maybe you've got a special function coming up and you're going to need something to wear then. So just, check it out. It's called Hush Boutique, and the website is www.boutiquehush.com. You can find Tam Hush on Facebook, and we're going to continue to follow her and just to support her in what she's doing. And I want to thank all of you for listening to us tonight. Let's see, tomorrow I've got a show, and we're talking about Haiti. Haiti, of course, has been back in the news for the last few days or so. I know CNN has been doing a lot of stories, and they've been over there covering it, and basically the rebuilding efforts and where Haiti stands right now. I know former President Bill Clinton is also in the country as well. So I'm very fortunate tomorrow at 5 o'clock. There's a young lady who's a good friend of mine. She's also a writer for the Miami Times. Sandra Charteau is going to come on the show tomorrow. She's just getting back from Haiti and doing a special report and series for the Miami Times. So she's coming on tomorrow at 5 o'clock to basically give us an update, to tell us what she saw there, and also how you can continue to help the efforts in Haiti. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show as well. So everybody, listen, guys, thanks a lot so much for listening to me. And if you're going to be in D.C. tomorrow at the Donovan for that fundraising event, make sure you say hello. And also, Hush Boutique and Posh Couture are dressing the girls to do a fashion show, which I didn't know, but I think that's so cool. So I'll definitely report back if you can't make it, and let you know how that goes. And then this Friday, I will be interviewing Tony Horton, the founder and fitness expert of P90X. You've probably seen him a lot on the infomercials on television. Well, he's going to be at the National Press Club in D.C., so I have the opportunity to interview him for At Home with Victoria. Thank you so much. God bless, and have a great evening.